It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, a show about big and little hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s in the US, UK and Canada. Also forgotten albums, pop music on TV, and more. I'm your announcer, Annie Stewart, and here's the old man himself, Roger Stroop.
Hello and welcome to episode 142 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. This week we're looking at the charts of September 9th, 1972. Around this time, race car driver Emerson Fittipaldi won the Italian Grand Prix at the Monza circuit. The win gave him enough points to clinch that year's Formula One World Driving Championship. He became the first Brazilian to win the title, and at the age of 25, the youngest driver to do so to this point. Let's see what was going on in the culture beyond dangerous motor vehicle operation. The biggest movie released of this month was Sounder, a drama about African-American sharecroppers in the 30s that would get Oscar nominations for Best Picture and for lead actors Cicely Tyson and Paul Winfield. Also out this month were Bluebeard, starring Richard Burton as a German baron whose wives keep disappearing under mysterious circumstances, the blaxploitation film Slaughter, with NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown as the titular ex-Green Beret who takes on the Cleveland Mafia, Cancel My Reservation, Bob Hope's final big screen comedy as a leading man, and Dracula AD 72, a production of British horror institution Hammer Studios, starring Christopher Lee in his sixth appearance as the legendary Bloodsucker. Of course, nowadays he's better known as Saruman in the Lord of the Rings series. On television, viewers around the world were gripped when on the 5th, the Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany, were interrupted when members of the Black September terrorist group invaded a building occupied by Israeli athletes and officials in the Olympic Village. They killed two men in the initial attack, then took nine hostages. Live footage of hooded gunmen patrolling the building's balconies replaced the scheduled event coverage as negotiations for the release of the hostages went on through the day. That evening, the hostages and their captors were transported to a German Air Force base with the promise of a jet to fly them to Egypt. There, German police attempted a rescue, but in the resulting firefight, all of the hostages died, leading to ABC Sports announcer Jim McKay giving his infamous solemn pronouncement, "They're all gone." There was a memorial service in the Olympic Stadium, after which the games and the television coverage of them resumed. On the bestseller lists, top fiction titles included British author Taylor Caldwell's American Immigrant Saga, Captains and the Kings, A Portion for Foxes, Jane McElvain McClary's tale of love and hunting in Virginia, The Word, Irving Wallace's fictional story about the discovery of a fifth New Testament gospel, and The Terminal Man, a Michael Crichton novel about a man suffering from seizures who has electrodes implanted in his brain. Meanwhile, nonfiction readers were picking up Thomas A. Harris's mental health self-help book, I'm Okay, You're Okay, Dominique Lapierre and Larry Collins' History of the Creation of Modern Israel, O Jerusalem, The Super Lawyers, a look at powerful Washington attorneys by reporter Joseph C. Goulden, and O Congress, an inside look at the United States legislature from one of its members, Michigan representative and later senator Donald Regal. And for music news, I'm going to look at the top 10 of the Billboard 200 album chart for the week of September 9th, 1972. Number 10, Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits, a best-of compilation from the newly split duo. Number 9, Seven Separate Fools by Three Dog Night, the sixth album by the LA band. Number 8, Carlos Santana and Buddy Miles Live, a recording of a band featuring the guitar legend and the former drummer for Jimi Hendrix's Band of Gypsies as they performed a concert inside a Hawaiian volcano. Number 7, Trilogy by Emerson, Lake & Palmer, the third LP from the British prog rockers. Number 6, Carney by Leon Russell, the most successful album by the Oklahoma-born singer-songwriter. Number 5, Moods by Neil Diamond, a number 1 album featuring the number 1 single, Song Sung Blue. Number 4, Honky Chateau by Elton John, his first number one album featuring the top 10 hits Honky Cat and Rocket Man. Number 3, Big Bamboo by Cheech and Chong, the second LP by the Stoner Duo. Number 2, Never a Dull Moment by Rod Stewart. The big American hit off this one was You Wear It Well. And the number 1 album in the USA this week was Chicago 5 by Chicago, their first number 1 LP featuring the top 5 hit Saturday in the Park. And now to the charts.
Below the Top 40s.
This week's trip to the land below the top 40s sees us encounter a guy who left a band just before they became successful and tried to stake out a career on his own. At number 65 in Canada this week, it's Don't Send Someone by Pinky. Born in Sackville, New Brunswick in 1945, Victor Dovin moved to Toronto in the mid-60s with his band Stitch in Time, who had some Canadian success with their cover of the Beatles' Got to Get You Into My Life. In 1969, he was a founding member of the jazz rock band Lighthouse, but he left that group after 2 albums, missing out on the band's 1971 breakthrough album and single One Fine Morning. He then recorded a self-titled solo LP under his longtime nickname, from which Don't Send Someone was the second single. Don't Send Someone is folk soul pop, altogether. I have been sent to read the lyrics. Every time I walk by, I feel there's something deep inside calling me, saying, don't give a damn, have a good time. We did it before and the feeling's fine. Get moving on. All the time was spent with you. We never did much, so I guess we're through. Get out of my life, gonna live my way, cause you're no prize. I'll live day to day. Don't send someone to find me. Don't send someone to call. I'll be having a good time. Don't send someone at all. This reminds me a lot of Van Morrison, but the voice is a little too white bread for this blue-eyed soul kind of thing that this wants to be. But still, it's yet another song that I'm glad to have learned about. Don't Send Someone peaked at number 46. Pinky had no further hits and pretty much disappeared from the music scene shortly afterward. He died in 2013.
40 to 31.
Our first top 40 record is Canada's number 34, New York is Closed Tonight, by Greenfield. Born in Vancouver in 1951, Barry Greenfield moved to Britain in the late 60s, where he recorded his debut single with Graham Goldman of 10cc. After returning to Canada, he released this single. New York is Closed Tonight is a pop rock song sung from the point of view of a survivor of some sort of apocalyptic disaster that befalls the Big Apple sometime in the future. Let's open up the lyrics. My eyes are hurting badly. I'm breathing through my nose. My white shirt is turning gray. I should wear plastic clothes. It's getting dark so early, long before it's night. And the neon freeway sign said, New York's closed. New York's closed tonight. Breathing's getting harder as I walk through the park. The trees are brown and dingy, and no one walks the dog. My dog died Thursday. I couldn't sleep all night. And the man on the radio said, New York's closed. New York's closed tonight. Call back your armies. The demonstration's through. Everything is lost. There's nothing we can do. We told you long ago your solution wasn't right. And today the Pittsburgh Herald read, New York's closed. New York's closed tonight. It's closed. New York is closed tonight. It's closed. Greenfield's voice is quite similar to that of Cat Stevens, and he conveys the desperation of the situation with both his singing and the jagged, acid-rockish guitar at the end of the song. This is a forgotten track that I think is well worth looking up. New York is Closed Tonight peaked at number 34. Barry Greenfield had a couple more Canadian hits, and he continues to record and perform, with his latest album being 2022's Beautiful Band. He also has a podcast on YouTube where he recounts some of his encounters with other famous musicians. Now we have the U.S. number 31, My Ding-a-ling by Chuck Berry. Born in St. Louis in 1926, Chuck Berry had played in clubs for a few years before signing with the legendary Chicago blues label Chess Records. Beginning with 1955's Maybelline, he released a string of foundational rock and roll classics such as Johnny Be Good, Sweet Little 16, and Roll Over Beethoven. But he hadn't had a hit in 8 years when he released this, the first single from the half-live, half-studio LP, The London Chuck Berry Sessions. Recorded live in Coventry, England, My Ding-a-Ling is a 1952 novelty song about a child's toy, allegedly. Listen to the lyrics and you'll see what I mean. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy, silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, that is beautiful. You know what? I heard two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna knock it, doll. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir, there's one guy over here singing my, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir, you got it right, Bobby, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you, tell you. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling-a-ling. You know that's future parliament out there tonight singing. Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek. Man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my ding-a-ling-a-ling. That's so beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song, really I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're gonna dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. As you may have gathered, the audience sang along with the choruses, with the men singing ding-a-ling and the women singing the rest. It's silly, it's vulgar, but it's sold. Then again, you can say that about a lot of rock and roll. My Ding-a-Ling went to number one in the US, the UK, and Canada, picking up a triple crown. It was Chuck Berry's only number one hit. He would have one more top 40 single, and in 1987, he was the subject of a star-studded documentary called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. He died in 2017 at the age of 90, shortly before the release of his final album, simply titled Chuck. Now we go across the Atlantic to look at the number 38 song in Britain, Moldy Old Dough by Lieutenant Pigeon. Formed in Coventry in 1972, Lieutenant Pigeon included frontman and manager Rob Woodward, as well as his pianist mother, Hilda. Moldy Old Dough was the first single from their debut album, Moldy Old Music. Moldy Old Dough is a ramshackle pub-style number with a marching beat. It features the tin whistle, but is mainly driven by Hilda Woodward's rollicking, out-of-tune-sounding piano. The only lyrics are a gravel-voiced refrain of the title, a play on the early 20th century slang term vo-de-o-do. It was recorded in the Woodward's front room, and it sounds like it, but in a good way. Moldy Old Dough went to number one. It hit number eight in Canada. Lieutenant Pigeon had just one more hit, but they continued to release music for the next 10 years. Hilda Woodward died in 1999, but Rob Woodward and drummer Nigel Fletcher continue to make music to this day.
30 to 21.
Our first top 30 entry is the UK number 28, Suzanne Beware of the Devil by Dandy Livingstone. Born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1943, Robert Livingstone Thompson moved to London at the age of 15. He first released music as part of a duo named Sugar and Dandy, and then recorded prolifically both solo, in duos, and fronting multiple bands. Suzanne Beware of the Devil was the title track to his eighth LP. Suzanne, Beware of the Devil is a reggae track warning a lover to resist the temptation to stray. Do not be afraid of the lyrics. Suzanne, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Suzanne, beware of the devil. Don't let him pull us apart. Did you say we got apart? Or did you say let's go for a walk? Did you say you got someone new? Or did you say you like the color of my shoe? I don't know what's going on. You're not the girl I used to know. You're turning my world upside down, branding me with a frown. Did you say you're leaving town? Or did you say you're sticking around? Did you say you're serious? Or did you say it's all a bluff? Why do you want to change our dreams? All the things we planned and schemed. Do you really want to go? Or is it just an overnight goal? It's a lot more jaunty than you'd expect from a song with that title. But it's another nice bit of reggae that North America missed out on because Bob Marley hadn't broken out yet. Suzanne, Beware of the Devil peaked at number 14. Dandy Livingstone had no further hits, but he released more music after this. Most recently, the 2020 album, They Call Us Legends. Now we'll look at the number 23 song in Canada, Sun Goes by Dr. Music. Formed in Toronto in 1969, Dr. Music came about when Doug Riley, formerly of the band The Silhouettes, put together a 16-piece house band for a variety show hosted by novelty singer Ray Stevens. The group continued on after the show's cancellation, and they released their self-titled debut album in 1971. The LP's second single, One More Mountain to Climb, became their first hit, reaching number 14. Sun Goes By was the fourth single. Sun Goes By is jazz funk with bland pop vocals. Let's shine on the lyrics. Sun goes by, cannons fly up against the sky. Moon up high, banners ride cancer cross Eli. Hear a cry, scenes of life reflected in the eye. Orion ride, picture me a pencil image lie. When will evening, oh blessed evening, come into our lives? Can't you see it and believe it? We won't buy the lies. Time will mean only as it seems to be drifting between the shape and the means. Will you watch and obey, heedless, and you pay? Be aware of the sign, and will you be there, there? Mindless eyes, chariots of death will be disguised. High winds glide. Troopers hear not the baby's sighs. They just stare. Ignorance attempting to compare. Can't they try looking at the writing in the sky? Don't deceive us, just believe us. Time will only know, not bad meanings, not sad feelings, just the world we show. Blood is red, must it all be shed? In the light of the years, the knowledge of our fears. Can you hide in the line? Reasons soak your mind? Be aware of the sign, and will you be there? The lyrics are definitely heavier than you would imagine they would be over this kind of music. You're grooving and snapping your fingers, and suddenly you're hearing about cannons and chariots of death. I always like songs with that kind of incongruity, and this is no exception. Sun Goes By peaked at number 23. Dr. Music had one more hit, and the original band broke up shortly afterward. Doug Riley would record three more albums under the name Dr. Music, but all of them had different groups of musicians. He died in 2007. Now we're up to the number 23 song in the USA, Popcorn by Hot Butter. Formed in New York in 1971, Hot Butter were led by keyboardist Stan Free, who played the then-new Moog synthesizer. Popcorn was the first single from Hot Butter's debut album. Popcorn is a cover of a 1969 song by electronic music pioneer Gershon Kingsley. The song was performed mostly on a Moog, which created the beats, the bass line, and of course those melodic popping sounds that gave the track its name. 51 years ago, this sounded like the future, and it's pretty mind-blowing that these days you could play something much more advanced on a children's toy. Popcorn peaked at number 9. It hit number 5 in the UK and number 15 in Canada. Hot Butter had no further hits, and they released three more albums before breaking up in 1978.
2211.
Our first top 20 hit is the U.S. number 19, Motorcycle Mama by Sailcat. Formed in Decatur, Alabama in 1971, Sailcat recorded a demo that quickly got them signed to a major label. Motorcycle Mama was the first single and title track from their debut album. Motorcycle Mama is country pop about a biker trying to convince a woman to take to the road with him. Let's rev up the lyrics. Tell your daddy and your mama, too, you got something better to do. Stick around the house for the rest of your life. You're 18. You can do what you like. You'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world through my Harley. We'll get matching jackets and helmets, too. We'll get respect from the towns we ride through. We'll sleep at the roadside in the soft green grass. And if the squares walk by, we'll let them pass. You'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world through my Harley. And maybe in a year of maybe in a year or two, we'll have a little one. She'll look just like you. We'll add on a sidecar, electric guitar. We'll be a trio. The baby makes three. Oh. This is the kind of laid-back, hippie-ish stuff that would have fit on the Easy Rider soundtrack if it hadn't been written 3 years after the movie. I find it boring, but that may be because the first version of this song I heard was a 1990 cover by Bjork and the Sugar Cubes. That version is grittier, sludgier, and to me it just sounds more like a song about motorcycles than this version. Motorcycle Mama was down from a peak of number 12. Sailcat had no further hits, and they broke up in 1973. Singer and bassist Cort Pickett released a solo album called Fancy Dancer that year, but otherwise they pretty much disappeared from the music scene. Now we're up to the number 13 hit in the UK, Silver Machine by Hawkwind. Formed in London in 1969, Hawkwind had recorded two albums and had built a following. By the time they released this single, recorded live at the London venue The Roundhouse, Silver Machine is proggy hard rock sung by a recent addition to the band, bassist Ian Lemmy Kilmister. Yes, that Lemmy. Let's fire up the lyrics. I just took a ride in a silver machine, and I'm still feeling mean. Do you want to ride? See yourself going by the other side of the sky? I've got a silver machine. It flies sideways through time. It's an electric line to your zodiac sign. I've got a silver machine. It flies out of a dream. It's antiseptically clean. You're going to know where I've been. Lemmy's voice doesn't quite have that growly quality that he would later become famous for, but it's still recognizably him. It's weird hearing one of the legends of straight-ahead, shit-kicking metal sing about time travel and astrology. And yet it makes sense. Lemmy was such a unique character that it's completely believable that he came from another dimension. Silver Machine peaked at number 3. Hawkwind had one more top 40 hit, and a reissue of Silver Machine would get back into the top 40 in 1978. Lemmy left in 1975, naming his new band after a song he had written for a Hawkwind B-side. They have continued on consistently to this day, with guitarist Dave Brock being the only original member remaining. They released their 35th studio album, The Future Never Waits, earlier this year. We're in Canada again for number 13, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Blue Haze. Formed in Britain in 1972, Blue Haze was a studio group formed by composer and conductor Johnny Arthey, who worked with multiple British pop stars in the 60s, and later began working with reggae artists like Desmond Dekker and the Pioneers. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes was Blue Haze's debut single. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes was a cover of a song originally written in 1933 for the stage musical Roberta, and it saw its greatest success when a 1958 cover by the Platters won the Triple Crown. Let's try to focus on the lyrics. They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Too much smoke. Smoke gets in your eyes. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Whoa, when your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. Yes, I know, smoke gets in your eyes. So I chafed them, and I get and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. Woe. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. This was the kind of reggae that was able to cross the Atlantic at this time, unlike the Dandy Livingstones of the world. It's a gentle and familiar tune, heavily orchestrated, and the vocals are smoothed out with no trace of the Caribbean in them. It's just old school doo-wop pop with a bit of a different beat. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes peaked at number 13. It reached number 27 in the US and number 32 in the UK. Johnny Arthie continued to produce and conduct after this, and he died in 2007 at the age of 77.
Top Tens.
Our first top 10 hit is Canada's number 2, Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Born in Waterford, Ireland in 1946, Raymond O'Sullivan moved to England with his family at the age of 7. He pursued a music career after college, and he had picked up 4 UK hits before making his North American breakthrough with this single. Alone Again Naturally is morose soft rock about a guy who isn't very happy at the moment. Naturally, I alone will read the lyrics. In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower, and climbing to the top will throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever wants to know what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church, where people saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up, no point in us remaining, we may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright, and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt, talk about God in his mercy. Oh, if he really does exist, why did he desert me? In my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? And then in the last verse, he talks about his parents dying. This is one of the most depressing, huge hits in pop music history. And it got me thinking about what I just talked about in my Patreon-only microdose episode. How parents and moral guardians were blaming heavy metal lyrics for giving kids the idea to kill themselves. Where were all those people and their lawyers when this was topping the charts? Alone Again Naturally went to number 1 in Canada and the US, but only reached number 3 in Britain. Gilbert O'Sullivan had 4 more Canadian hits, including another number 1, and several more in the UK between now and 1980. In 1981, he won a lawsuit against Warner Brothers Records and rapper Biz Markie for unauthorized sampling of Alone Again Naturally, which set the precedent that samples need to be cleared by the copyright holders before being used in hip-hop tracks. He released his 20th album, Driven, last year. Now we're at the number 6 song in the USA, Backstabbers by the OJs. Formed in Canton, Ohio in 1958, the OJs had picked up a handful of R&B hits during the 60s, but they didn't break through in the pop world until signing with Philadelphia International Records and releasing this, the first single and title track from their 6th LP. Backstabbers is sumptuous soul about a guy who suspects that his friends all want to have sex with his girlfriend. Let's take a stab at the lyrics. All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah, yeah. Then it's all of you fellas who better beware, yeah, yeah. Someone's out to get your lady. A few of your buddies, they sure look shady. The blades are long, clenched tight in their fists, aiming straight in your back, and I don't think they'll miss. They're smiling in your face. All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me? They come to my house again and again and again and again, yeah? So, are they there to see my woman? I don't even be home, but they just keep on coming. What can I do to get on the right track? I wish they'd take some of these knives out my back. It's got that patented Philly soul production from Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, and the vocals combine smooth choruses with angry paranoia in the verses. It's considered one of the masterpieces of 70s R&B, and I can't dispute that assessment at all. Backstabbers peaked at number 3. It hit number 14 in the UK and number 39 in Canada. The OJs had 8 more top 40 hits, including 4 top 10s and the number 1 Love Train. They continued to record and perform, and their most recent album was 2019's The Last Word. Now we're back in Britain for their number 6, Standing on the Road by Blackfoot Sioux. Formed in Birmingham, England in 1970, Blackfoot Sioux were led by the Farmer Twins, singer bassist Tom and drummer Dave. Standing on the Road was their debut single. Standing on the Road is echoey blues rock with kind of a danceable beat. Let's try not to get run over by the lyrics. I'm standing on the road, a man without a home. My friends all pass me by and never say a word. I'm feeling so alone, and all the things I've known just seem to disappear and never reappear. I feel the rain and cold. My clothes have all been sold, and all my shouts for help seem to go unheard. I'm just a lonely man. Won't somebody lend a hand? Don't leave me on my own. There are some glammy touches to this, indicating that the aim was to couch their more earthy influences in the current musical trend. But yet, overall, it works. Standing in the Road was down from a peak of number 4. Blackfoot Sioux had one more hit, and they released 2 more albums before breaking up in 1977. The Farmer Brothers later formed the bands Liner and Outside Edge, both of which released albums. In 1993, they reformed Blackfoot Sioux and would release one more album before splitting again in 1999. We'll count down the top 10s and look at number 1 right after this.
Hi, Roger Stroop here. As I'm sure you know, Old Man Yells at Music has a Patreon. I have for a while, but now I've streamlined it. 2 tiers and guaranteed bonus content at both levels. It's simple. And when you join, you will get a mention on the show. And it'll give you a song from my charts. You can tell your friends you have a hit. Just go on patreon.com/oldmanyellsatmusic, pick a tier, and sign up. You'll warm this old man's heart. Thank you.
Top 10 rundown time. We'll start in Canada. Number 10, The Guitar Man by Bread, the 6th top 10 for the LA Soft Rockers. Number 9, Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me by Mac Davis, the biggest hit for the Texas country singer. Number 8, Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter, the future sports arena anthem. Number 7, You Don't Mess Around with Jim by Jim Croce, the breakthrough hit for the Philadelphia Folkies. Number 6, Hold Your Head Up by Argent, the biggest hit for the band fronted by ex-zombie Rod Argent. Number 5, Coconut by Nilsson, Harry's novelty ode to unusual fruit combinations. Number 4, Goodbye to Love by The Carpenters, their 7th top 5. Number 3, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by The Hollies, the 3rd number 1 here for the Manchester group. Number 2, Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. And the number 1 song in Canada this week was Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass, the New Jersey band's ode to a waitress in love with a sailor. So now here's the American top 10. Number 10, Saturday in the Park by Chicago, their 5th top 10. Number 9, Black and White by Three Dog Night, their 3rd number 1. Number 8, You Don't Mess Around with Jim by Jim Croce. Number 7, Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter. Number 6, Backstabbers by the OJs. Number 5, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. Number 4, Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me by Mac Davis. Number 3, I'm Still in Love with You by Al Green, the 3rd top 5 for the soul legend. Number 2, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies. And the number 1 song in the USA this week was Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. And now it's time for the British top 10. Number 10, How Can I Be Sure by David Cassidy. A Partridge Covers the Turtles. Number 9, I Get the Sweetest Feeling by Jackie Wilson. The 1st top 10 run for this hit by Mr. Excitement himself. Number 8, Ain't No Sunshine by Michael Jackson. Little Michael covers Bill Withers. Number 7, All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople, the biggest hit for a band from Hertfordshire. Number 6, Standing in the Road by Blackfoot Sue. Number 5, Sugar Me by Lindsay DePaul, the first and biggest hit for a London singer. Number 4, Virginia Plain by Roxy Music, their debut hit. Number 3, It's 4 in the Morning by Farron Young, the biggest UK hit for a Louisiana country singer. Number 2, You Wear It Well by Rod Stewart, his second number 1. And the number 1 song in the UK this week, and the one in our spotlight, was Mama, We're All Crazy Now by Slade. Formed in Wolverhampton in 1966, Slade were first known as the In-Betweens, then Ambrose Slade, and then The Slade before finally just settling on Slade. They had their first hit in 1971, and they'd had three more, including the number ones 'Cause I Love You and Take Me Back Home. By the time they released this, the first single from their third album, Slade, S-L-A-Y-E-D, Mama, We're All Crazy Now, misspelled title and all, is bluesy glam rock about partying and such. Here are the certifiable lyrics. I don't want to drink my whiskey like you do. I don't need to spend my money, but still do. Don't stop now. Come on. Another drop now. Come on. I want to love now. Now come on. That's why I said, Mama, we're all crazy now. I said, Mama, we're all crazy now. Woo. You told me a full fire water won't hurt me, and you tease me, and all my ladies desert me. Don't stop now. Come on. Another drop now. Come on. I want to love now, so come on. That's why. That's why. Just as they did with another Slade number one, Come On, Feel the Noise, American metal band Quiet Riot covered this in the 80s. But their version of this was both artistically and commercially less successful. However, both covers are pretty very inferior to the originals, as far as I'm concerned, because they don't have that straight-from-the-pub raucousness, nor the impossible-to-duplicate charm of singer Noddy Holder. These guys didn't break America in their heyday, but that was America's loss. This was the second of 3 weeks at number one for Mama, We're All Crazy Now. It got to number 76 in the U.S. Slade would have 21 more hits, including 12 more top 10s and 3 more number 1s, most notably the holiday classic Merry Xmas Everybody. They even broke America at last with the 1984 top 20 Run Runaway. Noddy Holder left in 1992, but the band continues on primarily as a live act, with guitarist Dave Hill as the only original member. So how to sum up the pop music of September 1972? A lot of easy listening and soft rock with some soul. Glam was big in the UK, but it was penetrating North America a little bit, although in the form of someone who would be revealed as one of its more unfortunate practitioners. And one of rock's all-time legends was lurking with a goof that somehow became his biggest hit. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook feed at Mr. B. Glovehead or on the blog post for this episode, which will be at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, where you can check out the Instagram and Threads accounts at Old Man Yells at Music. And if you didn't get all that, all the links are on my Old Man Yells at Music link tree. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I will link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get all the bonus microdose episodes, including the latest about the dangers of heavy metal. And make my charts just like Mike Birmingham. All those quarter are for the purposes of discussion and review, no infringement is intended. Next time in the show, more charts from a U.S. election year. This time it's 1984. That election had to have been closer than 72, right? Until then, I'm Roger Stroop saying, Henderson made a wild stab for it and fell. Here's another shot, they score! Henderson! Stay safe.